This is meteorologist Dennis Hull with your Tuesday Ag Weather Impacts. Well, after a very warm and dry day today, you can plan on a cold front to bring some showers and a few thunderstorms tonight and early Wednesday. Now, looking back, rainfall on Sunday was mainly less than a tenth of an inch in the Columbia Basin, except 0.2 to 0.5 inches around the Ellensburg, Moses Lake, and Tri-Cities area. This next cold front should bring up to 0.25 inch additional rainfall. Heavier amounts, though, of 0.25 to 0.5 inch are likely near the Blue Mountains and Cascades. Another weather system will slide southeast across the area on Friday with only scattered light showers. Look for temperatures to retreat to near normal for Thursday and Friday, and then return to well above normal this weekend when a large ridge of high pressure builds over the region. This heat may cause some stress for winter wheat in the afternoons on some of these shallower soils, but will promote good hay curing. Spraying will be hampered by breezy conditions Wednesday and Thursday, with more favorable lighter winds starting Saturday. Soil temperatures, they're in the 65 to 70 degree range, and this should be good for germination and early development of nearly all fruits and vegetables. Plan on weekly crop water use for irrigated alfalfa and winter wheat to range between 1.25 and 1.5 inches. Lawns will need about 1 inch. A warm and dry pattern is expected for much of next week as well. This is Dennis Hull, and that's your Ag Weather Impacts.